Getting to know yourself can be a lifelong process, especially since you're always growing and changing. Therapy is all about deepening that self-awareness, because sometimes you don't know what you really want until you talk things through. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can take you on that journey of self-discovery from wherever you are. Visit betterhelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Hey guys, this is Kenan Thompson. I have a problem with you. Yes, you. None of y'all told me that Auto Trader has millions of new and used cars that I can shop from home. I thought we were friends. I put smiles on your face, but I'm not smiling. No one told me that with Auto Trader, a dealer can deliver cars to my home or that I could shop by price on Auto Trader. No one. Consider this friendship that you just learned we had officially over. Finally, it's easy. Auto Trader.
I can't believe it. Last week we started with 68 teams and then we went down to 64. And here we are about a week later and March Madness is down to the Sweet 16. We got a full slate of games on both Thursday and Friday to chop things down to the Elite Eight. And back with us another week to look at some of these cool matchups taking place in Madison Square Garden and ultimately out in Vegas, etc. is Deshaun Tate from Tate's Take Hoops, basketball analyst and the only college basketball expert I go to. Deshaun, thank you for taking the time to hop on right in front of these Sweet 16 games.
No worries. Thanks for having me, JR. I'm right here in the heart of Times Square, Manhattan. I don't know if it's all the same thing or not, but I decided to do it outside of the hotel room so you can get a little bit of the ambiance to go along with it. I don't know. Maybe you need me to bring you a cheesecake or something, JR? What's going on?
No, no, thank you. I could give a damn about Times Square. And enjoy that hellhole as much as you want. But on the basketball side, someone who's looking for a slice of pizza and then also looking for a cab ride happens to be Tom Izzo. We know that he is certainly looking forward to being in New York City and taking on Kansas State. He's back here. He got a lot of New York City players on his team. And then we got Kansas State, who obviously knocked off Kentucky, and John Calipari wasn't necessarily happy about that with Marquise Noel. What are you looking forward to? What should we look out for in that game tomorrow?
Man, a lot of horns honking. I hope it doesn't make for bad radio. But I tell you what, this matchup, it reminds me a lot of how I felt about last year, where you had an instance, and just walk with me for a second. At the very beginning of the season, before any games was played, I decided to take Duke to win the whole thing, get to the Final Four. I say that because my biggest concern was in the Sweet 16 matchup with Texas Tech. If they found a way to get past them, I felt really good about their chances to get to the Final Four, just based off of the matchup alone. And that's how I feel about Michigan State and, playing against Kansas State. On this one, Kansas State maybe not necessarily coming with some of the size, not that Michigan State has a lot, but coming with some of the size that Michigan State, or not coming with some of the size that Michigan State does have. We start talking about those guards, especially based out of New York, right here at home. That is where you have Tyson Walker from Michigan State playing up against Noel in that phenomenal matchup. Noel, I've seen him put up 20 points, 30 points, maybe even a 40 ball earlier this season. Then you have Keontae Johnson. Everybody understands the unfortunate set of circumstances when he was at Florida State a couple of years ago. He passed out on the floor and so forth. He's now at Kansas State. They have some of the experience that you need around this time of the year. Maybe not as much the coaching in comparison to Tom Izzo, who has the resume in his first year in Jerome Tang. But he's done a phenomenal job, and this is expected to be a really, really good matchup. Both teams, very good balance between offense, both and defense.
Talk to me about heading out west. We know the nightcap for tomorrow's start of the Sweet 16 will be UCLA and Gonzaga. That should be a highly or hotly contested matchup. Who should we look out for to come out top there? Can you even lean one way or the other?
It's really going to be difficult, too. Very much like Michigan State and Kansas State, it's kind of going to be a 50-50 who wants it more, potentially coming down to the last possession of the game. Both of these teams who made it to the Final Four a couple of years ago, where Gonzaga knocked off UCLA to make it to the title game, are returning some very key contributors to that Final Four run that both teams made. So that's going to be relatively interesting, if you will. We always talk about Drew Timmy, who is one of the players that, you know, obviously seems like he's been part of college basketball for quite some time. But I think it's going to be good. I'll give you one name that you want to keep your eyes and your ears open for, okay? And a phenomenal player named Julian Strawberry. Now, I'm not saying he's going to accomplish all the same things as this guy has on the collegiate end or the NBA side, but he reminds me of Draymond Green in terms of his style of play and so forth. Keep your eyes and ears open for him. I'm going to take Gonzaga to go ahead and advance on this one.
Okay. Deshaun Tate, college basketball expert, is joining us live from New York City right ahead of the Sweet 16 matchups in New York City at Madison Square Garden. Let's go out to the Midwest, though, or I should say the South region. On Friday, we're going to have San Diego State taking on Alabama. We know all about Darius Miller and, unfortunate, the incident that he was involved in, now having to walk around with security. We know about San Diego State. We've received a ton of calls over the past several days. Excited San Diego State fans about potentially what they could do in knocking off Alabama. What do you think about that matchup in particular?
I know this is going to sound crazy and may not necessarily be a popular opinion, but I am going to go with Kansas. I am going to go with San Diego State on this one. I think, you know, even when you're dating back to the COVID year, and of course I definitely hate to be a reminder of the year that it was supposed to be the Final Four in Atlanta. They had some of the best chances to be able to get there. They're returning a lot of the same players from that particular year. If you can remember back, that was the Dayton, the Kansas, the Baylor, and San Diego State expected to be all number one seeds at that time. Remaining players there from that particular time, when you're talking about Brandon Miller, obviously a lot of attention is going to be paid attention to him per se, but you also got some other interesting pieces there. They got some experience, Javon Quinterly, amongst some other guys, but they do have some youthful pieces that they do rely upon quite a bit, some of the key contributors and so forth. But I do like San Diego State to go ahead and advance, but it's going to be really tough, obviously, with somebody like Brandon Miller on the floor, who I think it is completely blasphemous that he is not in the same conversation for National Player of the Year, at least, you know, within the 3, 4, 5 finalists. Him not even being on that list of 10, I think that's somewhat un-American.
Deshaun Tate is joining us here, the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. Between Thursday and Friday's games, we got some teams that folks did not expect to be here. We're obviously taking a look at Princeton. If we look at the games that'll take place tomorrow, Florida Atlantic is here. They're talking about how they're going to get ready for a rugby-type game against Tennessee. What team do you think that shouldn't, quote-unquote, be here has the best chance of surprising everybody moving on to the Elite Eight?
Yes, that team could be San Diego State. I'm not, maybe not necessarily as much Princeton, but I will say Florida Atlantic. Without Zakai Ziegler, the starting point guard for Tennessee, I think that is going to be a difficult task to overcome against a very confident Florida Atlantic team. You know, we pay so much attention to Princeton and Fairleigh Dickinson in this particular tournament, but don't forget Florida Atlantic's a mid-major themselves. They've kind of been overshadowed a little bit. They've got great guards. They're very well coached. They go very deep onto the bench. They've got a 6'9", 6'10 guy in addition to a 7-footer as well. That could be very difficult for a very experienced, however, Tennessee team without their starting point guard. And everybody knows that you're filling out that bracket. You're talking about surviving. You're talking about advancing. That's something that you have to have is that experienced leadership and that experienced guard play. Tennessee doesn't have that, but they do have grown men. They're going to be willing to muck it up. Not a lot of offense, a ton of defense, and be a very, very physical team. It's going to be tough. My answer to that question is definitely Florida Atlantic. I can definitely see them getting all the way to the Elite Eight.
Final question here, and quickly for Deshaun Tate, college basketball expert. who do you now have readjusted here heading to Houston, Texas in the Final Four? Now that the dust has settled a little bit and we've narrowed things down, who do you see advancing?
I'm going to go Houston on to the Final Four, playing their own backyard. I know that it's a lot of pressure on them. Could be potentially matching up with Texas in the Elite Eight to decide who goes on to Texas. But even more so, I'll go with San Diego State on the other side. I'll go with Kansas State over Michigan State. Shh, don't tell anybody. I know you're not used to hearing that from me, JR. And then the last team is Gonzaga, the sneaky team. Everybody has kind of X'd and crossed them off of the list in terms of making it to the Final Four and winning a national championship because they've disappointed so many people in the last X amount of years. This could be the year that they do it, and it wouldn't surprise me the least bit.
Okay. Deshaun, appreciate you checking in with us from New York City. Enjoy the basketball at the world's most famous arena tomorrow. Where can people follow you and keep up with all of your tweets and musings?
No other place. At Take Hoops, TateTakeHoops. We call it Where Basketball Lives, the most entertaining, most informational, most educational basketball content on the planet in the form of a podcast. Find it no other place than Tate.
Thank you so much to Deshaun Tate.
Last year, you may have made some smart decisions, and you may have made some not-so-smart decisions. Like, maybe you had a little too much confidence in that one crypto exchange. The good news is, making smart financial decisions is easier than you think. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the weekly know-how you need to get ahead. Sean and Sarah, the hosts of Smart Money, break down the latest financial news and give you honest, objective money advice. Subscribe to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast.
Ah, hammock. Check. Arnold Palmer. Check. Motorized solar shades. Yes, please. Get your home and patio spring ready with brand new custom window coverings from Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the easiest way to upgrade your home with custom window treatments. You can even stay in the hammock while Blinds.com handles the install. Just click installation at checkout and relax while we do the work for you. No matter how many window treatments you order, installation is always one low cost. Need help choosing? Talk to a Blinds.com design expert for free to help you make the best selection from classic shutters to outdoor roller shades and more. With over 25 million windows covered, you can rest easy with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. See why Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings with over 40,000 five-star reviews. Shop Blinds.com and save 45% off selected products. 45% off selected products at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Mmm, tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at goalie.com today.
Attention, sports fans. Your favorite sportsbook, BetUS.com, is back for our 28th year of NFL action. With the industry's biggest sign-up bonus of up to 200%, BetUS offers our members the opportunity to cash in on all your favorite leagues, including NFL, NBA, MLB, and more. We've also got hundreds of new casino games, including the coolest European slots, and our live dealers are waiting for you at the tables. You need a sportsbook with integrity, longevity, and you need to know you're going to get paid. You need a sportsbook that offers everything, including live betting, MMA, golf, horses, esports, and all kinds of crazy bets. Call today at 1-800-79-BETUS. That's 1-800-79-BETUS, and they will walk you through setting up an account. Nobody in the industry gives better bonuses than BETUS. Join now. Mention BetUS 2022 and you can get up to 200% in bonuses on your first deposit. Nobody beats that. Head to BetUS.com and join today. That's BetUS, where the game begins.